guys, welcome to the Kinda Funny Gamescast E3 2018 EA Play Conference post-show analysis. I'm Tim Geddes. This is one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
And hey, everybody.
This Trying is to game number one video game journalist, Andy Cortez.
Stick up your number ones in the air.
Put them up.
Stick them up. Chat fam.
Up.
Now, fam. If you see Andy at E3, you see him at our meet and greet on Thursday, 6:30 over at LA Live. Throw up the number one, too.
You just throw up the number one I know. It's like, I can hear it.
We're throwing up in the chat right now a whole bunch of number one.
Appreciate it.
We just finished the first press conference of E3 2018. I would say I said enough right, but I don't necessarily think that's the case. That was a press conference.
As usual, EA just setting the bar low.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't need to be the talk of the town. They got Saturday all to themselves with this EA Play business. They'll come out. They'll do what is a very traditional EA press conference that they know doesn't win them awards, doesn't like set the world on fire, but gets all their games out there, all their products out there.
It does, and it also, you know, makes them the most hated company in the world.
That is true. That is true. Some would argue that, yeah, maybe it's time to shake up the formula. Yeah. If you keep getting, you know, if people. You want, yes, I understand.
There was some good in this conference.
Andrew Renee
killed it. As a host. Sea of Solitude looked really dope. Mm-hmm. Unravel.
No, there's fun stuff in there. I mean, like
Shadow Drop. Okay,
there's
okay.
fun games in there. Absolutely,
Battlefield 5.
Just weirdly.
People are gonna love. They announced that they have a battle royale mode. Great, mm-hmm. October 19th. Great. People love FIFA. This is what EA struggles with is that EA just never makes it quick. I feel like in a modern PlayStation conference, in a modern Bethesda conference, in a modern even Microsoft conference, right?
Even Ubisoft.
Hey,
Ubisoft isn't great.
We're gonna show you a bunch of stuff. Not all of it's going to be for you. But we're going to come in and it's going to be trailer, 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 go, go, go. We're not going to have you have a second to be like, oh my God, which like the Command and Conquer mobile RTS demo out there.
That should be after this little Yachty playing soccer
100%.
Thing.
And like, then the Madden guy's talking on stage. They're just like, why? Like, what are we? Like, I don't.
And again, the Command and Conquer thing, a cool reveal.
Sure.
And like that game, for people that are interested in Command and Conquer, they're probably excited about that. Shadow dropping on Android today, like all that's great news. But when you present it that way, it makes people not excited. It makes people kind of upset at it.
Yeah.
I feel like there wasn't one segment in this whole thing that was done correctly.
That was a home run?
Yeah, not one.
Yeah.
And there's some cool games, but just shown so poorly.
I think like I am 100% in on Anthem, but just the way it was presented, it was very oddly paced.
Right.
The music was like a little bit too low. It didn't need like this sort of extended gameplay thing. It could have just been a short snippet of some gameplay,
sure,
switching between the different characters or whatever. And we didn't, and just not preface it with anything. It was just really weirdly done.
So many people in our chat while that was happening were saying show, don't tell.
Yep.
And that is what we exist in mm-hmm. this industry now, where it is. And I feel like, you know, you bring up Ubisoft. I remember just a couple of Ubisofts ago, they totally were off track with it, right? Of like, hey, we're going to come out and show the trailer, talk about it for a while, show you another. It's like, no. And they've moved away from
that. I think that was 2 years ago, right? The
Eagle
Star
Flight.
Trek.
Eagle Flight was one of them.
Yeah.
EA's not doing that. And it just doesn't fit in a world where, and it's they to an extent almost get it, where it's like, we're going to bring shoutcasters on. They're going to play the game. Like, what? So we're going to bring on popular streaming personalities to do stuff. It's like, you understand that that's the way games are communicated now. It's seeing it. Anthem, sure, like, when I, you know, obviously I like Casey, I like BioWare, I like all of them, but them getting up there and just talking about it and telling me it's a world, it's like, as I said in our live reactions, drop the panel, just start the gameplay demo and play through it and show me what that means. And when you blow something up, tell me. Now that'll never be there in your game again or whatever.
When they showed that moment where when it ended, I was like, man, my nipples are hard. Mm-hmm. And I was really excited about it. And then they talked about it and they showed some more of that. Like, I would have loved to have just seen that snippet, you know, because that contained some gameplay that showed some combat elements. I just dragged on a little bit too long.
This being the like debut real showing of this game in a real way.
Yeah.
Because we saw that the kind of not
the
extended,
trailer.
But there was gameplay last year. For this to be the moment of them coming out with the release date and stuff, it's like they're really going to sit here and show concept art. Like someone in the chat was like, how are you going to like showing a slideshow to talk about a video game that has awesome gameplay is like trying to draw a song. You know, it's like, what are you trying to do here? Because the gameplay looked really freaking cool. It looked fun. I loved the way that it looks when your character goes through javelins. Is that what they're
called? Yeah, the suits are javelins.
Go like into the water or like through the storms and all that stuff.
But it's almost like I could have told you that based on the last trailer, right?
Yep.
Like I didn't walk away. Of course, they say February 22nd is the release date. I didn't feel super confident in that based on like, okay, why don't we see a lot more of this game? And Danny O'Dwyer tweets it in a more succinct fashion. The fact that they're doing a panel about such first impression stuff really makes me feel Anthem is a long way away.
Yeah.
Yeah, the I would have loved to have seen that first trailer with the one with the Mew song playing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
With snippets of gameplay embedded in there. And then when they got to the press conference part, it just feels like they are like what Sony does with Death Stranding. We don't know shit about the game. They show us a trailer, we get hyped, and it's exciting. And this is like, Death Stranding is one of those games that we are like really amped for, and that's going to be like at the top of everything. At the end of E3, I feel like it's going to be one of those games. With this game, it feels like they are like trying to convince us how good it is.
Yeah.
When it's like, I thought it was going to be great already. Mm-hmm. You convincing me kind of worries me now. Like, yeah. you standing up there like, having to like, look, guys, this world is huge. It's got all these different elements. I would have rather just seen a few snippets of gameplay in that Muse trailer, and I think that's all they needed to show.
Let me run you through.
We'll get to play it at some point this week. Is that correct?
Because they were talking
about that.
Earlier. They said you can go to the LA or whatever their EA Play thing and see a demo. Okay. I'm not sure if people are picking up the sticks on it. I just want to run through the games that were there, right? So they open with an awesome augmented reality of Anthem coming through. That really set the stage for, oof, man, this is a 4D event. Yeah. Number one, they show Battlefield 5, though. They run through that, talk about war stories, the untold
water
stories.
At the crowd.
And again, this is another example. It's just like, it was really poor showing, but War Stories was awesome in Battlefield 1. Yeah.
But again, and that's cool why too. I would have just, don't come out and, I don't need to hear the devs talk. I don't need to hear them say all this stuff.
And especially don't talk and say, hey, the one cool thing, it's going to be a tomorrow's Microsoft thing. Yeah. Like, okay, well.
October 19th, no loot boxes, no premium pass. They talk about ground operations. There is a battle royale mode in the game. FIFA 19 is getting Champion League now. Champions League is in there.
That's another thing they didn't need to talk about on stage. They could have just like shown a trailer with like, and now introducing the champion. It's like,
that'd be so much cooler than all this stuff. Of course, coming out September 28th. Free trial on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Origin Access right now.
No. The free trial is of last year's game.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I was unclear on that then. Thank you. Andrew Wilson came out and talked about how the biggest disruption we've seen in the industry is streaming and subscription models. And they're looking into cloud gaming so you can take your game anywhere, anytime, whatever you want. It's called the EA Technical Demo or whatever. It's Origin Access Premier is the program. With it, basically, number one, you get all the new PC games, starting with Madden 19, then into FIFA, then into Battlefield, then into Anthem. Access to the vault with more than 100 games, and it's going to launch later this summer.
Hey, investors, are you listening? We're trying weird ways to make more money.
It was an interesting idea, though, based on, like, you know, Yves Guillemot from Ubisoft. That I keep coming back to this article that popped up in the last two games dailies of him coming up to Variety, and they were talking about his Crescente, his article, about the fact that Ubisoft is predicting one more console generation, and then it's just all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And they had a conversation in there about, like, everyone's vying for that right now. Everybody wants to make their mark. So it was interesting 2 days later to see EA come on and have something. Respawn was in the audience. Vince Zampella, of course, out there talking to Andrew or Renee. They are working on a bunch of stuff, he says. Mm-hmm. But he's prepared to announce that their game, their Star Wars game, is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. You'll play as a Jedi. It's in the dark time between 3 and 4. Jedi are being hunted, and it's coming out holiday 2019.
Everything about that, I am here for it, man.
Sounds cool.
That sounds so awesome. An action game, a narrative-driven Star Wars game during a great part of the era.
Yeah.
I'm super down for that. Holiday 2019, cool.
It's going to be a mobile match 3 game.
Oh, no! But you see, we had a lightsaber.
But yeah, it is kind of sad that like that's all they had to show for it. It's just this. But at least we know things are coming.
I think, again, I would have had like cool, maybe have a title screen for it, but I'm sure they're not even there yet with approvals from Lucas. Battlefront 2 then took the stage right afterwards to talk a little bit about what they're going to do this year.
Your notes have it down as Battlefront 2 shit.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 shit. Because he's just like talking like, it's going to be better and we're doing other stuff and people love the Clone Ewok Wars. Patch, whatever. And then he's like, the big thing is we're going to lean in hard to the Clone Wars this year. We're going to Geonosis. I say it right? General Grievous is going to be there. Count Dooku's going to be there. And then at the very end, the quote was, and Obi-Wan, quote, we had a rough start. But like, we're ready to, you know, bounce back.
I didn't even hear about any of the Solo stuff. Like, has that been out for a while? Or
that just happened.
Soon? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just started talking about that. We had it in Games Daily. Thanks for watching and listening. You know.
No. My computer shut down.
Sure, you really had to catch up on the Levitard show.
My internet cut out.
More Miami news for you. That's always helpful. Unravel 2 then got debuted. It's a co-op game. You can play it alone, though. But there is a red Yarny and a blue Yarny, and they are fucking connected by the dicks or something. Yeah. And they're just out there with a spark in between them. It's more playful. Again, you can't play by yourself, and it's out today. You can go home and play Yarny 2 right now.
It looks great. I love the announcement of the shadow drop of it being out. That's really cool. Again, I thought there was way too long of a gameplay demo for that.
Again, it was just too much talking in the front.
And way too much talking in the front and back of it. It's come on, guys. Like that is cool that you have this thing out now.
They talked briefly then about how A Way Out did really well. They're moving into a bigger studio because of it. That's great.
See, that's the type of thing that I love about conferences, and especially EA's. Like, remember when the Yarny guy came out the first time and like how heartfelt that was?
Yeah, it was heartfelt this time, too.
Cool, you're doing it. I don't know. This time it felt kind of like, hey, we're gonna have a bunch of robots up here saying a bunch of robot shit. And then we're gonna give you these guys to like, you know, be like, no.
But to show you that we're human.
We're human. We're real people. And it's just like, it felt kind of forced, especially when they brought up the other woman to talk about
Sea
of Solitude, where I'm like, maybe she shouldn't have talked.
Nah,
you know.
Yeah, probably. But yeah.
But going back to what I was
Yarny
saying
too?
With Yarny and with all of that, I loved them just being like, hey, A Way Out was good. We announced it last year, and that team's now moving somewhere bigger. They're going to be doing something big. That type of announcement, I feel like that goes a much longer way than a kind of forced
even that like
feel for this person.
For what we're talking about in terms of how we would make the EA conference go, right? That would have been an awesome thing to again show. Just in a minute and a half trailer, little clip it, totally. Of it is Joseph Ferris, and it is, hey, you know, yeah, this is our old place for boxing things up. We did so well with The Way Out. Thank you for support. And then, like, the next EA original is Sea of Solitude, SOS, from Jomé Games. This is in Berlin, Germany. It's a new EA original. It's about a lonely young woman suffering from loneliness, which turns her into a monster. The idea of the game is to bring the emotions into balance. It's coming out in early 2019. I thought it looked awesome.
I thought it looked great.
I thought it looked really cool. I just think that, yeah, I don't have a problem with her talking. I just think she went on way too long.
Sure.
I think if she, you know, she shows that sort of like, this woman, like, oh, we love her. Like, obviously, she's very emotional about this game. This means a lot to her. But I think if she just would have said, like, hey, I wrote this when I was in a really dark place, and we all deal with being alone, and I hope you enjoy this new game about that. You know, just something really short. I don't know. I'm just dragged on way too long.
Breaking from the chat right now, as we are live on Twitch, they're saying that EA Access is $100 a year.
Oh.
$100 a year for EA Access.
I thought you were saying Anthem was delayed.
Anthem has already been delayed. Interesting one. I guess that doesn't sound too crazy for Origin Access Premier, right? $100 a month, you figure. If it is, you're getting every new game, like Madden, FIFA, Battlefield, Anthem. Those are $60 games.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. Hard pill to swallow off the bat, though. Up then, we had a really, really, really quick trailer for NBA Live 19. You spotted Scottie Pippen and Shaq and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like they're bringing, I don't know, I guess NBA 2K already did that. But
yeah. They've pretty much done everything.
Yeah.
Just stay out of their way. Madden NFL 19 then got a trailer and this weird presentation from the guy who won the championship and a Pittsburgh Steelers.
It was horrible.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
A horrible section.
Yeah. My only bullet point is it's football. That's somebody who likes Madden. I was like, I don't know what I'm. It's more Madden. Great, awesome.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
Juking. All right, great. Next, they did a live debut of a mobile game. It turned out to be Command & Conquer Rivals. It's coming to iOS and Android. There's a pre-alpha today for Android if you want to get into it. Again, this is really where I was like, oh no. And they brought out shoutcasters and players, and we're like, oh no. And it was like,
that's where it got good for me.
That's really where people checked out.
Disaster of a presentation.
Yeah. And then finally, it was one more message from EA that they're learning and listening and striving to be better. No, they're trying to move away. You know, no advantages or disadvantages for playing your way. And then they talked about giving $1 million to charities for he for she, and then bullying and another bullying one. And then Anthem came out. And it was Andrea and the team from BioWare. It's a dynamic living world. Single player missions, but you go out and do them with your friends if you want to. You come back, you get your rewards. You triumph as one, it says. Anthem comes out February 22nd, 2019 on PC, Xbox One, PS4. The armor is called the Javelin. The different types of... I like this. The different types of Javelin armor are Ranger, Colossus, Interceptor, Storm. You're a freelance pilot, so you have access to all of them or will and can move around at will for what the mission is. If Andy's going to already be a Ranger and I main a Ranger, I can jump in as my Colossus, I guess, and go that way.
A lot of customization.
Yeah, a lot of colors, a lot of customizations. They do seem to play differently. They showed some Ranger gameplay and described it as like, you know, the all-around general person, whereas then they show the Colossus, which is heavier, heavy weapons, moving slower. You can kind of expect where that's going. You're going to know what you're buying when you buy things for the game. There are no loot boxes. There's no way to buy power. And yeah, you can play it solo, but co-op is the way to do it. They want you to play, obviously.
I really liked the art design of the game. I loved the creatures that were running around and stuff. Like, the world looks super cool. And you brought up a good point about it not being, like, boring colors. Like, there is the bold on some of the javelins, especially the Interceptor.
Yeah, the green ones.
And I liked that the Anthem logo that we saw at the end was kind of, like, bold colors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just like the gray that they've been.
Oh, that little design thing. Yeah. I'm 100% sold on this game. I love BioWare games. Didn't love Andromeda, but yeah. I trust in Casey and the team. So I'm in on that game. I just did not. I think the presentation sort of dampened some of the hype. I was so hyped after that first little sizzle reel, and then they kept talking about it more. I was like, I'm good, you know?
Even for the trailer when it was like, oh, you're Iron Man or whatever, I was like, okay, cool. That seems interesting. You're into it. I'm into it. But it's like, looking at it, even there, I'm like, I like that it's third person because that speaks to me as a Division player. I like Division more than I like Destiny because I like being able to see my character, customize that way, do all that stuff. And I guess, I know you do see your, you know, Guardian, just for the chat that'll eventually attack me, or the comments. You do see your Guardian, yeah. You know, HQ or whatever.
When you do supers also. Right?
Exactly. I don't know. The world just doesn't seem like my kind of world. This is totally a Greg thing. I'm not saying it looks ugly or anything. I'm just like, I look at that game and I'm like, all right, cool. I don't know if that one's for me. And this demo and everything they showed here definitely didn't make it seem for me. But maybe it'll be that when we do get a longer demo, when maybe we do get to play it at some preview event, or we get to see it at E3 or something like that, if they go into what the story is and how it's... I'm more into that part of it of like, all right, cool. If it's a single player game, show me some single player. You know, it kind of is a single player game. Show me more of it. I don't know.
I wish it was, because it looks so fun to control and it looks so cool. And I do just wish it was a, you know, more Uncharted style experience.
I mean, the way they make it sound, right? It seems like you can play it single player.
Everything that they were saying about that, I was just like,
I don't know if I trust that. Yeah.
I don't trust this at all.
Yeah.
Like you're saying this to make people feel like it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. It's going to be a bunch of world building from the multiplayer and like trying to figure out like, no, we really recommend that you do co-op so that you hear more people talking to each other. And that's the story. And
I'm like, oh. Yeah, I am really sort of hesitant to see what they're going to do with, because they mentioned like game choices, sort of like very BioWare, other like Mass Effect or Dragon Age, where you are, you know, either pissing people off or making people happy and making choices that impact your game.
Yeah.
But that stuff always translates weirdly into multiplayer because I guess it doesn't make... They were talking about, like, it's your game, your story, or whatever. But I still feel like it'll be weird playing along with somebody who might have a different path.
Sure, I jump into your world sort of, and you've already pissed off this character that I like or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it also just seems like with any game that is very co-op heavy, story just...
Falls by the wayside,
yep. Man. Like, you're in the party, and you're fucking around with your friends, and you're, like, having fun and making jokes, and, like, any cutscene or anything, it just becomes something in the background.
Yeah,
and that always
course.
Worries me.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm going to mute your ass, for sure, during the cutscenes.
Really?
I'm muting you, dude.
I don't even think I'm going to give you the privilege of playing with
fucking
me.
Fucking shit,
know what I mean?
Wow.
Don't worry about it, all right? Wow. Nitro
Civil
rifle.
Civil War, dude.
Right
Civil
here, War. There it is. That's how it goes.
You know, I feel like there was a lot of cool looking games in there. There's a lot of things that we know are going to be there. Obviously, FIFA and Madden and some mobile stuff. EA is going to show them. But I just feel like this conference could have just not happened, and I would have been fine with that. Like, everything that they announced could have been a blog post, and it would have felt right. You know, like Unraveled. It's like, all right, that's awesome. But that could have just been like, hey, it's out now. Or even, hey, it's out next week, whatever it is, on a normal... You know, Kind of Funny Games Daily, out today type thing.
Sure.
And then the Star Wars drop, that's cool. That is, I guess, E3 levels, but like it's just a name and like just sitting next to him awkwardly talking. Like, and then what else was there? And yeah, the Anthem blowout. It's like it just didn't feel like E3 level to me. Like that.
No, that's the saddest thing about it, I feel, is that the Anthem blowout in quotes, like, did not feel like E3. Like, I felt like that was that almost felt like the Coliseum panel I'd expect at the E3 Coliseum for Jeff's thing. You know what I mean? What's up? I'm Greg. I'm hosting the Division 1 on Thursday. Oh, I expected Anthem to have more oomph and like have it really fun. And like, I know it's always unfair to project what we would do or what we would think, but even looking at your competitors, right? Of like Microsoft and PlayStation, Bethesda, like they hit you with this fucking shit and you're like, holy fuck, that looks awesome. And again, it doesn't, I'd say it's welcome, usually. Obviously, every press conference has something. Like, well,
everyone has something.
Yeah. But I feel like so many of these things were just like, all right, well, we're still going.
It could have been that cool Muse trailer, and then bam, date at the end. Holy shit, February? Whoa! You know, like, I don't know. I just feel like all the wind was taken out of the sails.
And not that we expected any surprises, because it's EA and we know better.
Yeah.
But man, it's kind of sad there was no surprises. Like, I know getting hyped for Skate is like... stupid to do.
Hey, why are the servers online? Nobody knows.
But like Skate, Dead Space, SSX, all the different games that like people talk about, and it's like not that anyone really thinks they're going to be there, but it's like, man, they're really not again. Like there really wasn't one thing here.
I really thought we'd see at least one Star Wars snippet that wasn't just homeboy Vince?
Yeah.
Talking.
Vince Zampella.
I thought we'd see like a 6-second teaser of something, you know, just with a title
Let's
screen.
Let's know what the game looks like.
Yeah. Mm. Like black screen, you see a character walk and then or some shit, you know, I don't know. I thought we'd see anything Star Wars that wasn't just director talking about it. Kind of bummed me out.
I'm very, very let down by this, but I...
But did you have high hopes for it?
No. This was definitely the conference I was anticipating least. But I did want some type of surprise. I wanted to be wrong. I wanted them to prove me wrong and be like, hey, look, we're taking steps towards a better press conference. Because I think it's great when seeing all the other third-party guys kind of step their game up and, you know, care about the presentation of what they're doing. And I feel like everyone has gotten better over the last 3 years. And EA is the only person that's just like, nah, we out.
we know where we like, are and we're staying
here.
We're
just going to keep doing the exact same thing. And it's... I don't know. I really don't appreciate it.
It is the thought that we, you know, at the pre-show we talked about it where I was like, this is 50-50. Are they actually going to deviate from course or stay the same? And this is the closest I think with everything that happened with Battlefront, Loot Box, and everything else that I felt like maybe they come out and have a statement and maybe they do play it a little more loose and don't make it what it was. But no, they went and made it what it was.
Yeah. And real talk, I know we're biased, but shout out to Andrea because I do think that she did a great job with what she was given. And yeah. I think that she hosted very well and like got everything flowing. And the segments she was in, like I thought, worked well, with the exception of the Anthem thing. But that's not.
But again,
fault.
Anthem, I don't think the segment didn't work poorly or it wasn't bad. It was just like, why are we presenting your crown jewel this way? Mm-hmm. Where is the hype? Yeah. Where is another AR section that was never done again?
Yeah, that was weird.
You're right.
Yeah, holy right. shit. We opened the show and I'm like, oh, that'll pop up a few more times. No.
No.
And it wasn't even that good. Why did we do that? Why did we open? Open with a fucking PlayStation hype fucking reel. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, they had a hype reel, but I mean like open with God of War trailers, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So do you guys think there's any chance that one of the conferences will be worse than this? Because Square Enix,
they're
a wild card.
Yeah.
I don't
think so. And not necessarily because of the games that will be shown, but I just think, I mean, we thought the same thing with EA. You just think that these companies would know by now how to do these things, right?
I feel like nobody will be worse in quotes. And I think Square's get out of jail free card on it is that I think more people care about their games. And when I say more people, I mean our nerdy best friend. We all love video games. We love FIFA and Madden. Like for most of us, like whatever, right? But it's like Kingdom Hearts and Tomb Raider and apparently Just Cause. And it's
Avengers.
Like, yeah, like right? Like that's a stacked lineup. Now, could they totally fumble the presentation and make it very Japanese?
Yes, they can.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's what you got to worry about with Square.
Well, luckily it's a video presentation.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. Okay.
So
well,
hopefully that means somebody has control over
somebody's
it. What's up,
Kev? Yeah. And then I think Ubisoft, I think they've learned enough and they know what they're doing. But and they're in the same boat, though, right? Of like Assassin's Creed. Fuck yeah. Tell me all about Odyssey. What's going on there? And like
Ubisoft's going to have some fumbles for sure, but
the Division
I think it's going to be a solid.
Beyond
solid
Good and Evil 2, yeah. Possibly. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of stuff, man.
Sure, sure. And then, I mean, from
Splinter
there on out, probably. No, I think you'll be all right.
Splinter Cell,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think no, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah. But we've been wrong before.
Yeah, we definitely have. Whatever. Now I'm saying it here. This is the new E3 Eve. E3 really starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Hyped everybody.
Today's always
we're going to get it going. We just got to get used to this.
Run some laps around the fucking stadium, and now we're ready to go, guys.
Right. Thank you guys for joining us. If you're joining us for the very first time here at Kinda Funny, please subscribe to youtube.com/KindaFunnyGames. It means a lot to us. If you want to watch us live, you can go to twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames. We'll be streaming for all of the conferences. We'll be doing pre-shows, talk-alongs, and post-shows. The asterisk being we're not doing the PC gaming one or the Devolver conference, but all the rest of
or them limited
will be there. So tomorrow we'll be back with Microsoft and Bethesda later in the day.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time for everybody involved. I'm very excited. I think Microsoft is going to have a killer conference.
Yeah. They have a lot to prove.
They do.
Is that
what
a hint to Killer Instinct?
Is Rocksteady's game? Are you there, Rocksteady? what the fuck are you doing, WB Brazil or whatever, changing to the space background? I want to know. I got lots to say.
We got questions. We need answers.
Click the notification bell so you know click when our videos go live.
Mm-hmm. Fucking, if you got Amazon Prime, you got Amazon Prime, you got Twitch Prime.
Yeah. Thank you all for subscribing to us on Twitch today for the first time.
That I'm gonna read really through cool subs on that if you want. If we're ending the YouTube video or the Gamescast.
Yes. So we're ending the video now. Thank you very much for everything. You can get this on podcast services by typing in Kind of Funny Gamescast into your podcast, whatever podcast service you use. Or you can watch the YouTube videos. You can watch us live on Twitch. Thank you very much for everything. Until tomorrow.
12:30.
12:30. Get hyped.
Pacific.